An historical clinical trial using Ebola antibodies appears to be saving the lives of people with Ebola. News that's reverberating in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is in the middle of a year-long Ebola outbreak. Helen Branswell is one of our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Helen, doctors at Regeneron, the company that produces this drug, told you they knew they were on the right track, but they're shocked at the success. How promising is this?
It looks really promising, and it's obviously really exciting because for decades, the world has had to respond to Ebola outbreaks without any drugs at all. You know, the best they could do was doctors could give patients fluids and try to keep them comfortable, but there wasn't really any kind of therapy to use. And now the study is suggesting that this drug could really improve people's chances of surviving, especially if they start to get it early.
Yeah, well, you spoke with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, a well-known name here in the U.S., and he said it means that we do have now what looks like treatments for a disease which not too long ago we really had no therapeutic approach to at all. And he's crediting the doctor who first proposed using blood from Ebola survivors.
Right. So Dr. Jean-Jacques Mayembe, who runs, who's sort of essentially Dr. Fauci's counterpart in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC has had 10 outbreaks more than any other country. And so he has responded time and time again over the decades. And back in 1995, I think, there was a big outbreak in a place called Kikwit. And he proposed using, taking blood from people who had previously survived Ebola and transfusing it into Ebola patients to see if it would help. His theory was that they would contain antibodies that would help people fight off the virus. It's been a work in progress, and a bunch of different companies have tried to come up with something that would work on this approach. And now it really looks like this Regeneron drug that you were mentioning, which is kind of based on that theory, may actually do the trick.
Well, and that's wonderful. People are, as we said, shocked and excited about this. But what are some concerns? We know that there's so much distrust, for instance, in the DRC of aid workers. And so how will this work going forward?
What people really hope is that the word will get out that Ebola is something that can be cured. That if you go to a treatment center, especially if you go to a treatment center quickly, your chances of surviving are quite high. Because up until now, people have associated treatment centers with places that only coffins emerge from. If the new narrative can take hold, if people start to believe that there is something that can be done for them, perhaps they will show up and agree to be treated, in which case one could start to see the death rate come down, which in turn should really help with the trust problems that the outbreak response workers have been having. But it's a big if. You know, it won't happen overnight. People have to sort of come to conclude that these places are safe for them to go or to bring their loved ones to.
Yeah. Well, but still staying with the headline, this clinical trial has shown that two therapies from Ebola antibodies appear to improve survival rates. Really something to celebrate in the Ebola outbreak there. Helen Branswell, senior writer for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication, thank you.
Thank you.